Fire took the life of a Canton Township man. The repository reports the 83-year-old was taken to Altman Hospital after being found Saturday in his home in the 2700 block of Sunlight Avenue Northeast. No one else was home at the time of the blaze. The victim was not identified. The fire was not considered suspicious. The state fire marshal's office responded to the scene. Canton man is charged with vehicular homicide. 26-year-old Rashawn Patterson was arrested Friday. Police say Patterson was driving a vehicle September 6th with a minor child riding on the outside. The child fell from the vehicle and eventually died from their injuries. Patterson is the lead pastor of Now Alive Kids Church on Whipple Avenue Northwest in Canton Township. He was also charged with child endangering. Two Canton police officers charged in the death of a man in their custody will stand trial January 26th. Date for 25-year-olds Bo Shinegi and Camden Birch was set during a pretrial hearing Friday in Common Pleas Court. Each pleaded not guilty to a charge of reckless homicide. Judge Kristen Farmer recused herself from the case. The Ohio Supreme Court will appoint a visiting judge. In April 2024, Frank Tyson of Canton Township crashed his vehicle near the Amvets building on Sherrick Road Northeast. People inside called police to have Tyson removed due to his erratic behavior. He stopped breathing after being handcuffed and put on the floor. North Canton police investigating a stabbing in the city Saturday night. The incident reportedly took place in the 900 block of Pittsburgh Avenue Northwest just before midnight. 30-year-old Brandon Grindle was arrested after a search involving North Canton and Jackson Township police and a North Canton Fire Department drone with infrared thermal imaging. He was found near the intersection of Mayfair and Altman Roads. Grindle was taken to the Starr County Jail on a charge of felonious assault. The victim was treated at a local hospital. Canton man headed to prison for his role in a drug overdose that left another man dead. 37-year-old Cornell Benison was sentenced Thursday to 4 to 6 years behind bars by Judge Kristen Farmer. He pleaded guilty to charges of involuntary manslaughter, corrupting another with drugs, and trafficking of a fentanyl-related compound. Prosecutors say Benison provided a fatal dose of fentanyl to 30-year-old Shyam Miller of Canton in September 2024. Chronic absenteeism trending lower in the Marlington School District. Board of Education heard last week from Superintendent Dan Swisher, who credits teachers and administrators with results. Absenteeism was 26% in 2022, dipping to 14% by the end of the most recent school year. State law requires absenteeism to be no higher than 10%. Enrollment from June to this month is up slightly at the elementary schools, unchanged at the middle school, and down slightly at the high school. Swisher also highlighted Wednesday's grand opening of the Culinary Arts Facility at Alliance High School. It will be used by students from Marlington and Salem. Columbiana County judge has rejected a motion to prevent prosecutors from using a photo lineup as evidence in the trial of a man accused in a deadly shooting in Wellsville. Defense attorneys for 34-year-old Gino Wall of Steubenville argued a witness identification of their client was the result of suggestive police methods. They said use of a single photo and a later photo lineup violated Wall's due process rights. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton said the witness knew Wall from previous interactions and saw him shoot the victim. Wall is charged with aggravated murder in the slaying last September of 30-year-old Robert Heron of East Liverpool. Wall remains jailed on $1 million bond. His trial is set for September 23rd. Ursuline High School in Youngstown has canceled the remainder of its football season. Austintown Fitch, Akron St. Vincent St. Mary, and Youngstown Cheney High Schools all said they would not play Ursuline in their scheduled games. Warren Harding previously canceled its game with Ursuline, which faces a federal civil rights lawsuit. A separate lawsuit was filed by a former female student. Mahoning County Grand Jury has indicted a former Boardman Township Police vehicle maintenance employee on two counts of theft in office. The indictment of 51-year-old Michael Carquito of Poland was issued Thursday. Police asked the sheriff's office to investigate suspected criminal activity involving a township worker. Carquito was placed on administrative leave March 10th and resigned shortly thereafter. He allegedly used township funds to pay for personal expenses. The trial delayed for a man accused in a killing in Masury. An attorney for 61-year-old John Zanoli pursuing an insanity plea for his client who's charged with aggravated murder and abuse of a corpse. Brookfield police responded to a 3rd Street home March 1st. Officers found 65-year-old Janice Zanoli dead from a gunshot wound. Her 61-year-old brother, John, was reportedly in another room with a gun to his head. Officers were able to secure the rifle after about 30 minutes of negotiating and deploying tasers. Trumbull County Common Pleas Judge Sean O'Brien granted the delay.